News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has called on the University of the West Indies, UWI, to help spearhead the process of translating scientific research and development into economic gains for Jamaica. The Prime Minister's appeal came during Wednesday's launch of the university's $4 billion state-of-the-art Faculty of Medical Sciences Teaching and Research Complex. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the new complex represents a major investment in Jamaica's human capital and has created another platform from which Jamaicans can impact the world in the area of science and technology. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, has provided $34.5 million for a national environmental public education campaign, Nodotyup Jamaica. Nodotyup Jamaica is a year-long thrust being spearheaded by the Jamaica Environment Trust, JET, to mitigate the harmful impact of garbage on the environment, particularly the coastlines. This through improving knowledge and attitudes regarding waste. The initiative is one component of JET's Clean Coasts project.
The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment takes a special interest in these matters, not merely to ensure the sustainability of the industry, but equally to protect and preserve our environment for ourselves as a people. We play an active and vigilant role in environmental protection and preservation in partnership with governmental and non-governmental agencies, stakeholders and communities.
Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil speaking at the launch of the Nodotyup Jamaica campaign at the Jamaica Conference Centre, Kingston. The government has wrapped up distribution of tablet computers under the pilot phase of its Tablets in Schools program. Under the Tablets in Schools project, tablet computers were distributed to teachers and students in 38 educational institutions across the island.
It has costed us $1.4 billion. It's not cheap. And we have distributed just about 19,000 so far. 19,000. I'm so pleased that the teachers are so much into the program, because as we move to the next stage, the teachers' colleges are going to be fully embraced.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell. The Tablets in Schools pilot project is implemented by eLearning Jamaica, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, in collaboration with the Ministry of Education and the Universal Service Fund. And the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be moving to increase the number of police personnel along roadways across Jamaica in a bid to curtail road crashes for 2015. 330 persons died as a result of motor vehicle accidents last year.
As part of our strategy for 2015 is to continue and to somehow ramp up our high visibility presence along our main corridors, and in particularly the bad spots. Bad spots are areas in Jamaica where we have had two or more fatal crashes in any one year. So our focus is to continue our strategies and employ this robust high visibility presence throughout these main areas in order to create for better driver behavior.
Commanding Officer, Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.